Two-door or four-door? Gas or hybrid? Well, soon it won't be long before the car salesperson is asking Apple or Google. Automakers unveiled an alliance yesterday aimed at bringing Google's Android operating system into millions of cars in the next few years. From the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, NPR's Steve Henn has the story.
If you're like me, you've pretty much given up on paper maps and now rely almost entirely on a smartphone for directions.
Directions to the Cosmopolitan in Las Vegas.
Which the Cosmopolitan? Tap the one you want.
Using Siri this way has its downsides. Last night, Apple's personal digital assistant sent me to the wrong side of town. And even in the best of circumstances, using a smartphone in a car means looking down into your lap on a highway or struggling to get your phone to play nice with what automobile companies now call infotainment systems. And even these fancy built-in navigation systems can present their own special challenges. Last night at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, Audi and NVIDIA, a chip maker, wanted to show off what their technology could do inside cars. So they sent me for a test drive with a guy named Leon Thompson. Let's go to Circus Circus. It's like Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
Okay.
Have you ever read that
book? Turns out Thompson didn't know how to use the system, and I couldn't figure it out.
I believe all the controls are right here. So we go to menu.
Navigation. All right. I'm going to click that. All right. Now we want to tell it where to go. Circus, Circus. How do we enter it? We never made it to Circus Circus, and it was obvious that even the slickest, fanciest in-car infotainment systems on the market today still have their issues. And tech companies see an opportunity in all of this. If they can make this stuff simple and make it work, there's money here. So last summer, Apple said it was working with a half a dozen automakers to integrate Siri, its voice-activated personal assistant, into automobiles. And today, Google announced it's working with GM, Audi, Honda, and Hyundai to form what they're calling the Open Automobile Alliance. These companies hope to create common standards that will allow Google's Android software to work seamlessly and safely within their cars. And computer chip makers like NVIDIA are hoping for a boom in their automotive business. Danny Shapiro runs NVIDIA's automotive chip division.
We are enabling the automakers to put more powerful systems in their car. But much like your phone can get software updates over the air, we see cars following that same model.
The bet here is that an open platform for in-car computing will help give birth to a new generation of software that actually works in cars. Software that can help you find your way to your hotel without endangering the lives of all those around you on the road. Charles Galvin is a longtime industry analyst. Galvin says for any mobile operating system to really take off in the automobile, it has to abide by this rule first.
Whatever you're designing has this prime directive of, you know, do no distraction whatsoever.
He's even kind of hopeful that all this digital technology invading the automobile could make driving safer. Last year, Audi showed off its own prototype of a self-driving car.
We think that 90% of the innovations in the car will come from electronics.
Matthias Halliger works for Audi. His job is to design Audi's MMI, or man-machine interface. And think about what he just said. He believes that 90% of all new innovation in automobiles will come from electronics. So perhaps it's no surprise that this German automotive engineer is now based in Silicon Valley. Steve Henn, NPR News, at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas.